I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Nolan and myself in the studio as always, and you'll hear my voice a little bit off tonight or whatever, and that got some throat issues, one of those times where it's kind of normal talk and high talk, so bear with me. Probably Nolan will be doing most of the talking for this episode. As always, hopefully you're doing well wherever you're listening. If you're a new listener to us, we welcome you aboard. Great to have you on with us, and as always, we got a lot to talk about. In the opening segment, we'll give you the highlights of what happened over the last week, our thoughts and opinions on them. And second section, we're going to dive right into Mr. Albert Pujols. I think it's just service, and it's deserved, and let's talk about him, man. We're running out of time with this guy and what he's done the last 2 weeks. I think everybody has an opinion, has a thought. We're going to give ours and go with it. And then as we do on the curtain call part, a couple of questions that seem to be predominantly coming into us, we'll touch on them and give our thoughts and opinions for you. So great to have you back, like I said. And you know what? Nolan and I are excited to get after it. Before we get going with it, we do have on this week on our YouTube channel, so please subscribe to us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on YouTube. And this week I've got Drew Avens, AAA player from the Oklahoma City Dodgers. That's the AAA affiliate for the Dodgers, and he is the co-creator of a product called the Rip Grip Pro. I've got him on talking about it and talking about his career to this point and how it made the changes in him. And so we're going to share that with you. And we invite you to definitely take a look at that and watch and send in your thoughts and opinions. And as always, you know what? We need you to share what's happening with the Dirtbag Nation. And if you are looking for apparel, you're looking for the college playbook or anything like that, go to www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We've got it all there for you. We encourage you. We love having the apparel out there being worn and that, and we love you having the pride and just being proud to be part of the Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We love it. We love it. You know we do it for you. We can't do it without you. Guarantee to bring you the very best that we can week after week, day after day, whatever it takes. It's a mindset. It's a lifestyle. It's a brand. It really, truly is. And we have very specific ideas that we want. And we can't thank you enough again one last time. So we're going to be right back after the break. Nolan's going to jump into the last week. Get that drink. Settle in. Enjoy the show.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime.
Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni?
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
Right now, 24-count Crayola crayons and Polly Pocket folders are just 50 cents each and 1-inch binders are only $1.99. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples. We're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only. Limit 30.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code wellness for your discount. Antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code wellness, antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
Right now, you deserve the network more people rely on. That's why we're introducing Welcome Unlimited for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And like we've talked about before the break, there's so much to talk about over the last week. So, Nolan, time to get dirty, brother.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's jump into it. Mike Trout obviously comes back. No rehab assignment. Screw that. I'm Mr. Mike Trout. I'm the best player in the MLB. I hope he actually said it. I don't know if he did. I just really wish he did. Either way, what can you say about the guy? Goes right back in, playing Detroit Tigers. Picks up a couple of knocks in his first game back. I think had 4 or 5 hits in the series. I can't remember off of the top of my head exactly. Then down in Tampa Bay, 1,500th career hit. Moves one back at Garrett Anderson for most all time for home runs by a Los Angeles Angel. And it was an absolute moonshot on a hanging slider by Corey Kluber, too, for those that didn't see it. Hit off of the catwalk, the farthest catwalk, basically right in line with the left field defense. So, I mean, it was no doubter. But the highlight of the game, 11-1, Tampa Bay wins. Christian Betancourt, the starting catcher for Tampa Bay, gets up on the hill, revs it up, 93 his first pitch, gets one strikeout at 95 miles an hour, throws a scoreless ninth. That was freaking impressive, man. Because everybody nowadays, you're just seeing those nonsense Brett Phillips types. I mean, hey, I love watching Brett Phillips because he's a super fun guy to watch, but like you have enough pitchers that you don't need to be throwing a guy throwing 60 miles an hour. Like, let's be honest, you got guys at the back end of your bullpen who can't get an out anyways and have a 10 ERA. You can throw them. At least they're a major league pitcher. I'd rather watch that than a guy throwing 60. But Christian Betancourt comes in 95. That's Ched.
Get after it, big boy. Get after it. I loved it, man. And you forget how good those catchers are. That's right. I mean, there's certain catchers that can bring the cheddar and you just don't get to see it, right? When they're lobbing the ball, they throw the odd runner out or whatever and that, and you like it, but you don't appreciate the talent that's inside them. It's the same as those shortstops, right? When they bring it across the infield and that, and they register at 95, 97 and stuff like that, at Carlos Correa or whatever. But hey, that was awesome. Like you said, though, I agree with you. It's great to see a guy get up there and bring in that gas when you don't expect it. So, hey, something entertaining.
Then, sticking in the AL, what can you say about Justin Verlander? Hinted this week at possibly opting out of his contract. He had a $25 million player option that kicked in this year once he reached 130 innings. I really hope he goes back to Detroit, honestly speaking.
finish it where it started. I know he said that he wants to do it. He hinted at it last offseason. Obviously, nothing came to fruition. Houston gives him a much better chance of winning a World Series than Detroit does. But if he does go back to Detroit, I think he could be a very helpful piece. Same as in Albert Pujols for St. Louis this year, with a lot of their young guys coming up. And I mean, obviously, he takes on the veteran mentorship role more than anything. But Justin Verlander, I mean, he still got it. But you're looking at that entire Detroit Tigers staff. This is my point. A lot of young dudes coming up. Obviously, you got Scooble, who's injured and probably out for the year. Matt Manning.
Casey Mize,
thank you. Yep. Obviously, he's been injured for, well, most of his MLB career up to this point. But, I mean, three young guys that you can realistically build around. You know, you got them in the rotation for a while. Obviously, you got Eduardo Rodriguez, who just came back off of his long extension of, I don't even know what the heck it was. Just some personal issues that he had to deal with. So, I mean, it's not fair for me to sit here and say anything bad about the guy. But he came back and diced up the Angels, too. So, I mean, it's a good-looking rotation if Justin Verlander comes in there and can pitch there for one more year. But obviously, that's just speculation at this point and wishful thinking on my part, and I think a lot of Tigers fans' parts. But yeah, I mean, the guy goes out there, six innings, perfect game or no hitter, 10 Ks. Like, whew, that guy still got it, man.
Yeah, and it'd be a great way to finish his career. Well, not finish his career, but basically with Miggy being in his last year next year, it'd be a great reunion, right? So, but again, that's all speculation.
And then we got, obviously, not in the major leagues yet, but he's coming. Bryce Harper. First rehab game, two bombs. Goes Deadpool on the first pitch he sees. And then goes opposite field, and I think his third at-bat it was in the game. And you're just like, yeah. Even the broadcasters, they got joking about it on the air. They were like, it should not be this easy. But he makes it look this easy. And the two swings that he had yesterday, oh my goodness. Like, it was a no-doubter to right off of the scoreboard. And a line shot to left that also was basically a no-doubter. It was just a matter of if it had the height or not. Like, that guy is freaking incredible, and you can tell why he's already won a couple MVPs. And once he comes back, and I mean, the Phillies are still in the hunt for the playoffs, obviously speaking. They're holding on to a wild card spot. Like, that's going to be a team to watch, man. You slide him right back into that three hole. Ooh, boy. That's going to be a nice team.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know he's not coming back unless he's ready to go, because he knows what's on the line when he gets back. He knows it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so he's going to come back 100%.
And they need him for the stretch, too, because, yeah, they got some big games left on their schedule. But
sure they do.
On a positive note for Minnesota Twins fans, Carlos Correa hinted this week at the possibility of him staying in Minnesota for the long term. Obviously, it's still speculative at this point. He's still got another month and a half where the Twins could just completely fall off the map. Right now, they're on the outside looking in for the playoffs. But, I mean, still, he's a guy that if you're a Minnesota fan, obviously you love to hear that, especially with Buxton going on the IL again this year. I mean, obviously they re-signed Buxton to a long-term extension this past year, but if Buxton can't stay healthy, you need someone to carry the torch there. And, I mean, if Carlos Correa can play out his contract, obviously he's got the opt-out after this year and the opt-out after next year. But, I mean, hell, if you get 3 years out of Carlos Correa, plus if you can re-sign him, if he does opt out and you re-sign him long-term, hey, more power to you.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, hopefully he's being honest and telling the truth, and he's not jockeying for position in the off season, right? That's you never know with those guys, but you like to think that he's telling the truth, especially with the position they're right in the hunt, right? Chicago's back in it as well. The Guardians are right there. I mean, those three teams are battling in the Central of the AL. So, you know what? Just be honest and go play ball, man. Prove it. It's one thing to say it, but now go and prove it.
And one more thing that I want to touch on. Jordan Montgomery throws the second Maddux of the year. Patrick Sandoval, oddly enough, also threw a Maddux this year, this past week. So for those that don't know, a Maddux is a complete game shutout with less than 100 pitches, famously coined after Greg Maddux, who threw 13 in his career. But so Jordan Montgomery, in four starts since being acquired by the Cardinals, has thrown 25 and a third innings, one earned run, And I think it's a 0.58 whip. Like, that's just incredible. And they're traded, and they traded him essentially for Frankie Montas, with air quotations around it, because Harrison Bader hasn't laced up at all for the Yankees yet. But Frankie Montas, I mean, he finally had a good start there the other day against the Mets. But, like, Montas has been horrible. Jordan Montgomery's been the best pitcher in baseball this month. And, like, a freaking Maddux, man. Like, that's crazy. You don't hear hardly any pitchers in today's game are going a complete game shutout. Hardly any guys are going a complete game. Hardly any guys are going seven innings, let's be honest. But this guy goes out there, acquired by the Cardinals at the deadline, just as a, I mean, obviously he was coming in there and the hope was for him to be a solid number three or four and kind of be a bridge starter, eat five, six innings a game type of deal, lengthen out their bullpen a bit. But, I mean, this guy's been the best pitcher in baseball over the past month. And to me, I don't even really think it's that close. Like, I know there's obviously Justin Verlander, Dylan Cease, guys like that that are having great years. Sandy Alcantara, obviously he's been Dyson. Zach Wheeler, obviously been Dyson the past month. Jacob DeGrom came back. He's been strong. But, I mean, Jordan Montgomery, one earned run in 25 innings. Second pitcher since Fernando Valenzuela to start out four games with a team, 25 innings or more, and four wins with one earned run less. That's crazy.
Bonus Cardinals, Ryan Cashman, taking a lot of heat in New York. That's just one of the things he's taking heat for. So, hey, it's a tough game, man. It's a tough game, dirtbags, and we all know it. So sometimes a trade works, sometimes a trade doesn't work. It's just part of the beast, man. In this case, kudos for the Cardinals. Went out, did it. They needed it. It's working out well, working out phenomenal. So, hey, we'll be right back after the break. We're going to be talking about Mr. Albert Pujols. Stay tuned.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And like we talked about before the break, it's time to get after it with Albert Pujols talk. And like I said at the top of the show, it's deserved. Let's not kid ourselves, man. Let's talk about it. Let's embrace what we're seeing, the history of him. I know we've touched on it in the past, but I want to put a little perspective in it. You know, Nolan just turned 27 at the first of this month. You basically grew up on Albert Pujols and that. I started to show you when you were a baby Big Mac, because Big Mac was going against Sammy in 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. And so that's kind of, I guess, where the Cardinals came to be a favorite of Nolan, was because that was just it. Big Mac was there and he was one of my favorites during that time, and just being able to watch what he did and watch what how it was played. I'd always heard about how the game was down in St. Louis and stuff like that. So for myself personally, I also grew a love, a bigger love for the Cardinals and what they did as a program and stuff like that. So, but at the end of the day, you're talking about a guy that started out in the left field, moved to third base at the first of his career because Big Mac, Mark McGwire, was over at first base. Big Mac retires. He goes over to first base, Albert. And just the rest is history, I guess you can say. And so, Nolan, I'm not going to take up any more of your time because I know this is true and dear to your heart. So, Dirtbags, sit back and enjoy it. Send your thoughts afterwards.
So, obviously, yeah, like Kirk said, I mean, I grew up, Albert Pujols was my guy. 11 years in St. Louis, sets just about every record that you can for first 10 years of an MLB career. Outside of stolen bases, obviously. But, I mean, like, just the model of consistency while he was in St. Louis. Obviously, every year except for his last year, hits over 300, 30 home runs, and 100 RBIs. His last year, he goes 299, 30... sorry, give me 2 seconds. I'm looking at the stats here. 37 and 99. That was his first bad year. Quotations around bad. With the St. Louis Cardinals. 299, 37, 99. Obviously gets the 10-year, $240 million contract to the Los Angeles Angels. Sets basically all the milestones with the Angels. Obviously hits 500, 600, 3,000 hits. Never really was the same player, though. I think he had one All-Star game appearance, one 40 home run season. Yeah, I don't know why it never really panned out the way that everybody kind of hoped. Probably just because of the foot injuries and everything like that. Obviously, he had the plantar fasciitis. But, I mean, he was a guy that was supposed to go in there and obviously change the Angels. Never really panned out that way. They move on. Goes to the Los Angeles Dodgers last year. Faces only lefties. Kind of revitalizes his career, though. Because all of a sudden, he starts loving the game again. He's like, yeah, okay, this is sweet. We're back in playoff hunt. Obviously gets to the playoffs. Dodgers don't win the World Series last year. Whatever. It is what it is. All right, this is going to be my final ride. Yadier Molina's been bugging me all offseason. When are you going to sign? 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 1 year, $2 million deal with the Cardinals. What can you say about Albert Pujols this year, though? 277 average, 881 OPS, third best hitter in the game against left-handed pitching. Over his past 17 games, he's been absolutely incredible. This entire month, in his last 12 games, he's hitting .514 with 7 bombs, 14 RBIs, an 1171 slug, 1724 OPS, passes Willie Mays for fifth place all time on the multi-home run game list with 64, passes Stan Musial for second place all time on the total bases list. He won't catch Hank Aaron for that one. That one's miles away. Hits his first career pinch hit grand slam. Ties him for fifth place all time with Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, and another guy. I forget his name. Some guy that played way long ago. But, like, just what that guy's doing to the St. Louis Cardinals offense. And that, and the crazy thing is, he's the headliner of the offense. And you have co-MVPs. I'm saying that right now, they're going to win co-MVP this year. In Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt. Paul Goldschmidt might be the first player since Joe Medwick, oddly enough, a former Cardinal in 1938, to win the National League Triple Crown. And Albert Pujols is the one making the headlines. 693 career home runs, needs four to pass Mr. Alex Rodriguez for fourth place all time. And that, I to start out, well, basically, start of the year, that was a huge milestone, but no one thought was attainable. All-star break, still, I don't think anybody thought it was attainable. All of a sudden, if you're trying to tell me that he's not going to hit 700 home runs, I think you're crazy. That dude, for the past month, since the All-Star break, since the home run derby, I was saying this off-air to Kirk. Juan Soto last year started out the year very slow, does the home run derby. All of a sudden, he looks like an MVP. Albert Pujols is that this year. Does the home run derby and hasn't missed a thing since. Yadier Molina, obviously, he's in his final hoorah too. He's not nearly having as good of a year. He passed Yogi Berra this past week for fifth place all time for hits by a catcher. He might touch Jason Kendall, but he still needs another, I think, 31 hits to pass Jason Kendall. So, I mean, I doubt that he'll get another 31 hits just based on the way he's been swinging this year. But Albert Pujols, man, like that guy, you're putting him in the middle of the lineup. He's facing righties now, too, which he hasn't really done over the past 2 years. Past, I guess, 4 years, he hasn't really had success off of righties. This year, I mean, he's still not hitting great off of righties, but the past 3 weeks, he's been good enough that you put him in the six hole or five hole. Usually it's been the six hole with Nolan Gorman batting in front of him just because Gorman's a lefty, so it splits him up a little bit. But that guy, I mean, even the like I said, the co-MVPs, they're in awe of what Albert's doing right now. Because nobody at the age of 42 is still playing baseball at the level that this guy has. Outside of maybe a Ricky Henderson.
Well, it's kind of ironic that MLB brings in the DH in the National League finally after all these years, and it happens to be Pujols last year. And in the first year of the DH in the National League, you get a highlight reel like this happening. You know, like, let's be honest, if the DH isn't there, he probably doesn't have a spot on an American League team either. It's there now. What a beautiful story. What a beautiful finish to, like you said, a model of consistency career. I'm sitting there looking at him swing now, and I'm going, hey, everybody loves to watch videos, dirtbags. Go back and look at the videos year after year after year of Albert Pujols, and you're going to see consistency with that swing every time you watch it. That is locked in. That is knowing yourself personally as a player and not letting outside factors determine who you are as a hitter, in this case a hitter, but a pitcher, a catcher, a fielder, whatever it is. That guy is consistent as could be, and you're seeing it, Nolan. Everybody's seeing it. The one thing I'm disappointed about, and it goes right back to the MLB again. Everybody has the MLB package, probably. I can assume that wherever you're watching or listening, you probably, if you love this game enough, you probably have the MLB network. But irrespective of that, why doesn't MLB have this guy on as many times as you can have him on? I realize he's not always going to be guaranteed to be in the lineup. I get that. But right now, where the way he's hit, know Marmel's going to have him in the lineup. If not, he's going in at some point during the game. So again, for me, that's a letdown by the MLB missing out on this opportunity of this player, of this living legend, to be on Sunday Night Baseball right till the end of the year. Plus, the Cardinals are right in the hunt. Am I wrong in saying that? I don't think so. Right? We talk about it all the time, Nolan. We talk about it all the time, Dirtbags. MLB, don't miss out on these golden opportunities. This guy is legitimately no PEDs ever in the conversation, going for 700 home runs, the fourth member of the club, if he gets it.
Well, I remember, sorry to cut you off, but I remember back when Jim Thome was going for 600. They were showing every at-bat that he came up for. I remember watching this one time at, we used to go to this summer camp back in the day in Pennsylvania, and I just so happened to be watching MLB Network that night. He was sitting on 598. They show him coming up. He hits 599. They show him for his next at-bat. He hits number 600. Obviously, back in the day, for those fans that are older than me and actually got to experience it, Kirk mentioned it off at the top of the highlights. Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, every time those guys came up, they would stop whatever they were doing on whatever channel it was and jump over to those guys trying to get the chase. That's exactly what they should do for Albert Pujols.
100%.
Cut out whatever,
100%.
Whatever other game you're watching, whatever other thing is on the TV, they should just automatically jump over. Here you go. Here's Albert Pujols. Here's number 694. Here's 695. Here's 696. And so on and so forth until he eventually gets to that 700, probably against Pittsburgh in the last weekend of the year.
Do not cut him short. You pitch to him and see if he gets it done or not. Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break, and we'll be answering a few of your questions on the curtain call. Stay tuned. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Hi, Tom Baudet here. Thinking about road tripping to the family reunion. Potato salad, doing battle with the sun, dog crawling all over the cousins, and nothing brings us closer than someone squished in the middle seat. Well, it's a good thing Motel 6 has clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. They'll get you out of that minivan so the kids can get all spiffed up before Grandma starts pinching their cheeks. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward with all your school printing from Staples.
Okay, class, refer to the seating chart for your desk assignment. Class?
But we can't read yet.
Don't worry, they'll get there. Now get 30% off school-related prints when you spend $25 or more. This year, go forward to school with Staples. In-store only, exclusions apply. One coupon per customer ends 8/27. Visit staples.com/school printing for coupon and requirements.
You know when you see a great deal on a phone and then you find out it's not for you? Not at Verizon.
They just gave us all a new iPhone 13.
So we both got the same great deal.
Yep.
Get iPhone 13 on us with select trade-in and 5G unlimited plans for every customer, current, new, everyone, to show the love. Only from Verizon. $799.99, 128 gigabytes only. Device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line required. Less up to $800 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Like we said before the break, it's time to answer some of those curtain call questions. And as always, we appreciate you sending in your thoughts and comments, and especially your questions. I mean, that's what it's all about, is helping you develop as a player, a parent, a youth coach out there. Hey, don't be afraid. Send in them, or send your questions in, send your inquiries in, your thoughts, your comments, Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com. We'll get them answered. We'll talk to you in person, or we'll do it over here on a show. So, anyways, Nolan, I know you got a question to start off with, so go ahead.
So for those that didn't see yesterday, O'Neill Cruz hit the hardest hit ball in MLB history at 122.4 miles per hour off of the bat. Screaming line drive, hits off of the top of the right field fence in Pittsburgh. Kirk, why didn't he spin around and throw him out at first base? Because that ball kicked right back, went straight to Acuna. Acuna bare hands it, throws it into second base. And O'Neill Cruz might have been halfway to first.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't have a good answer for it or whatever, but probably if I'm Acuna on that hit, I'm probably thinking, oh my God, I'm glad that didn't come at me, because I wouldn't have had time to get my glove up. It was, we talk about a missile being hit. That was, I don't even know if a missile is the right word. That was just launched. Unbelievable. And I'm sure he got razzed after it by his teammates, for sure, man. They would ask the same question that you just asked me, Nolan, but man, was that ball crushed. That's all I can say on that. So, good question. I love it. Here's one for us, Nolan. We get it all the time. What are some of our pet peeves? These are from coaches that send in to us and stuff like that. What are some of the pet peeves that when we're watching practices or we're talking with people and that and dialoguing about preparation of practice planning, stuff like that, what are some of the ones, some of the things that really stick in our craw, really are not dirtbag-like qualities?
I think, so the biggest pet peeve to me, honest to God, for coaches out there, is a coach trying to change a kid in one day. Like, you got to build trust with a kid, man. That's the thing. And it doesn't matter how old the kid is. Like, you're over there coaching in France, and you can validate this. It doesn't matter if a kid is 20. Well, I don't know how old the oldest guy on your team would be. Probably mid-20s to high 20s. Let's just say 27. Doesn't matter if a kid's 27 years old or if they're 7 years old. Like, you got to build a trust with this person and understand the way that they work before you actually start to change the things that need to be changed. Because a kid, realistically, day one could have just a horrible day. They could be so off that you're just trying to fix nothing. And they're not actually improving on anything. And the next day they come out there and they're great. And the next three practices they come out there and they're great. And realistically, if you tried to change them on that first practice, all of a sudden that day two to day five, where they've been great, you don't know that that was a possibility that they were great. You just jumped the gun on day one and immediately thought, oh, well, this kid needs to be this, that, and the other to get fixed. No, just have patience. Understand the way that the kid does their things. Let the kids build up trust with you. You build up trust with the kids. You watch enough things over a 3-4 practice span that you see the exact same things over and over again that a kid is doing wrong, then we work on changing that. But if the kid just has a horrible off day, one day out of five, that's baseball. In baseball, you get paid to fail. As a hitter, you literally get paid to fail. You hit 300, you get paid $15 million. You fail 7 out of 10 times. I'm not going to sit here and change you if you're a 300 hitter, because 300 is a damn good average. But you're failing 7 out of 10 times. Understand that.
Yeah, you're right on. And the same thing, look at how they're valuing pitchers now, right? It's not on wins and losses anymore, because they finally got smart enough to realize a win is out of a pitcher's control. Really, when you think about it, at the end of the day. Adam Wainwright last night lost 2-0 to the Chicago Cubs. He's now 9-9. But he's got a 3-1-1, a 3.51 ERA.
3-1-1, yep.
So he's 39 years old. He's doing his job. Justin Verlander's getting wins, but doing the same thing. They're just evaluating differently because they realize now exactly what's the exit velocity off their pitches by the hitters. What is, you know, if you're still walking guys too much, obviously you're not going to be in the major leagues. Obviously you're not going to even be in youth. If you walk players, you're not a pitcher. But they're starting to look at the realities of what are the indicators of a good hit a pitcher, the same as they do with a good hitter. So you hit the nail on the head with that one. You're right. Learn to build trust with them. Learn to allow them to have an off day if they're having an off day. Like Nolan said, if it's repetitive, hey, that's a problem. Figure it out, have that conversation. We need to make a change. But don't just panic because one day they're all of a sudden not what you perceive them to be or not what they normally are. Like Nolan said, it's maybe just as simple as it's an off day. That's it. Done. For me, one of the big pet peeves, Nolan and Dirtbags, is the old, you know, station and rotation and the 10 drills, 10-minute drills, et cetera, whether I'm over here in France, whether I'm back in Canada, whether I was in the States, it doesn't matter where I am in the world. It looks great. Oh, you're keeping the kids active. They're moving. Look at all that. They must be really smart. They got all this stuff laid out. Looks great. It's not great if it's not tangible. And what I mean by that, it's not great if there's no element of this is why we're doing this station. This is the purpose of this station. And then doing the station and then following it up to make sure the players understand. Or if there needs to be corrections, they're done, but they're understood why they're making the corrections. It's not just a scowl on your face. It's not just, this is great, this is bad. I've worked with people, Nolan's worked with people, that, oh, we've been doing this for 7-8 years. Hey, great. God bless you. We need volunteers. We know we need volunteers out there. God bless you for that. But if you're not actually developing players over those 7 years or 8 years or however long you're doing it, and I mean truly moving them up the ladder to be better players, then obviously something's broken. You're not getting better. So you got to fix it. So make your practice template tangible. It can be flexible. But what I mean by that is, include base running. That's probably one of the biggest things. Well, we don't get enough base running into our practice. Well, make sure it's a part of your 10 minutes or your 15 minutes. You can change the base running drill every single time, but make sure it's educated and empowering to the players. Have your infield, outfield. Have your pitching stations built into it. Have your hitting stations built into it. But make sure it's tangible. Don't just have 50 10-minute drills to make it look good and, wow, for an hour and a half, 2 hours, we did a whole lot of stuff. Yeah, you did a whole lot of stuff, but how much of it's valuable? You want to talk more about that? You make sure you call us on that one for sure. Talk to us. Reach out to us. We'll explain more in depth with you.
Another thing that you didn't touch on, I mean, you kind of did briefly just by saying infield, outfields. But defensive situations, that's another huge thing too, that I see. Like, I was just playing in one of our men's league games in town here, and there was a situation where it's a 2-2 game in the bottom of the sixth inning. We play 7-inning games. Bottom of the sixth inning, and we got a guy on third base with less than 2 outs, and the whole defense is back. Like, this is men's league. And the whole defense is back. Like, I'm just expecting everybody. And we weren't playing a slouch team in the playoffs. Like, we were playing a good team that had guys that played elite and played the triple A's growing up and all the travel leagues, right? And they didn't understand what to do in that situation. I'm just sitting there shaking my head. Sure enough, there's a ground ball hit to the second baseman. He's playing back, and we score a run and win the game 3-2. Like, he's playing in. That's all of a sudden a 2-2 game going into the seventh inning. Right? Like, that to me is just, yep. That's just the basics of basics that, yep, as a coach, man, you need to work on defense, you need to work on pitching, and you need to work on hitting. And I'd work on the hitting last. Honestly, I'd work on the hitting last, because if I get a good pitching staff and a good defensive team, aka like the St. Louis Cardinals, Cleveland Indians, you can be in a lot of games by being in a 2-1, 3-2 game type of deal. And then all of a sudden, one of your guys just comes up clutch and hits a moonshot or something like that, hits a gapper and scores two runs, right? Because hitting is the one thing in baseball that really you can't control. You hit a ball hard, it goes right at somebody, all of a sudden it's an out. You hit a soft little looper off of the end of the bat, it falls in, little duck fart is what we call it, and you pick up two RBIs on the play. I'm more happy about the line out because I actually barreled it up than I am about the duck fart. But I mean, still, I scored two runs on a duck fart and I line out on a ball that I barreled, right? So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, realistically, you work on the defense, you work on the pitching first. That should be exactly where my head goes for practice. And then I work on the hitting. Because the hitting, I just need one timely hit to all of a sudden win a game 1-0.
So we got about 3 minutes left in this part. This is another big question we get asked all the time, Nolan. What is one of the biggest things you say when you're doing your hitting? When you're talking to players about hitting, what's one of the biggest things you'd like to see more coaches, more parents do more often with their son, their players, when it comes to hitting?
Trust themselves. That's my biggest philosophy, is trust yourself. Understand you're there for a reason. The coaches took you on the team for a reason. I have a game plan. I go up there and I trust my ability. Okay, that pitcher goes inside to me mid-in. I'm going to turn on that ball and I'm going to put some damage on it. If he throws me a good breaking ball, 0-0, 0-1, I'm going to take that because I know that that's going to be a ground out or a swing and a miss. Fastball away, 0-0, I'm not swinging at that pitch because that's not a pitch that I can drive out of the park. Right? So it's all about trusting yourself. You got to understand what type of hitter you are. If I like to get on top of the plate, maybe that first pitch inside is not a pitch that I can drive. Maybe that pitch midway is the pitch that I drive. Right? If I'm a lefty, okay, I know chances are, just speaking generally for all lefties, because majority of lefties, they got that golf swing. They like that pitch low, especially down and in. I can drop the bat head on it and I can go hunting. If I get a first pitch up and away, why am I swinging at that pitch? That's a pitcher's pitch. I get an off-speed that backdoors me, first pitch, why am I swinging at that pitch? That's a pitcher's pitch. Up and in, that's probably not a pitch I can do damage with. I can maybe turn on it good, but I'm not going to consistently turn on that pitch for the reasons that I just stated. Predominantly, lefties are those golf swingers. So it's one of those things where you just got to understand how you are as a hitter. You got to understand what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are. When I'm early in the count, I'm looking for a pitch in a particular spot that I can do damage with. When I get to two strikes, I shorten up my strides a bit smaller, and I'm just looking to foul off pitches, until that pitcher makes a mistake in a pitch that I can do damage with.
For me, it's as simple as this, based off of what Nolan just said there as well. Tranquility, parents and coaches out there. Tranquility. Be quiet. Be quiet and let them fail, let them succeed, but let them figure it out. We're programming them so much to be dependent on good job, bad job, great swing, bad swing. Quiet. Quiet and let them figure it out, because trust me, they will figure it out. I just did it all day today with our guys. We will be right back here with our final thoughts here in a second.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, and it's time for our final thoughts. Nolan?
So obviously this past week, there was the Little League World Series getting underway. We got the Little League Classic this past weekend between the Boston Red Sox and Baltimore Orioles. I don't know if you guys saw what they were doing before the game or not, but Adley Rutschman and Alex Cora, and obviously there was other guys, but these were the two guys that I saw videos of. They were out there on the cardboard boxes. Everybody unfolds the cardboard boxes, and they use them as slides. They got a big slide or a big hill down. I think it's the right field side, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it's the left field side. I can't remember exactly.
No, be the right field, yep.
Right field line, yeah, okay, that's what I thought. And these guys, they're million-dollar athletes, million-dollar coach, obviously, or manager, sorry, and Alex Cora. And they're sliding down on cardboard boxes. If you're sitting here trying to convince me that MLB is not a child's game at the end of the day, and it's not a game where you're having fun and doing everything you can to put on a show for the fans to get them more interested in playing baseball, whether it be professionally, collegially, high school, obviously for these guys, because these guys aren't in high school yet, you're crazy. Like, these guys are just trying to move the game forward in a fun way that isn't even baseball related. It's just them interacting with fans and taking time out of their day to try and make one kid's life better. I remember seeing the one pitcher on Baltimore. He walks up to one of the kids that I believe it was from New York City, if I'm not mistaken, ended up pitching a complete game to get them into the Little League World Series. And he asked for the kid's autograph on his jersey. Like, that is such a special moment for those kids. That's stuff that they'll never forget. Just those guys taking time out of their day to go celebrate with these young kids. And you can tell that, man, at the end of the day, it's all about just moving the game forward.
Dirtbags, We hope you love the show, enjoyed it. Send us your comments. Need that apparel? www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Head on over there. Get you suited up. Love to have you doing it. We do it for you. We can't do it without you. We wish you nothing but the best of luck this week. And it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.